It's the Sound Kitchen.
Mmm, yummy.
It's the Sound Kitchen.
Ooh, that sounds delicious.
You're listening to the Sound Kitchen.
Yummy.
And Susan Owensby's cooking.
Bienvenue and welcome to the Sound Kitchen, where you never know what you'll be served. I'm Susan Owensby. It's Saturday, the 31st of August, the 243rd day of the year in the Gregorian calendar. There are 122 days left in 2024. What happened on this day in history? Well, just a few years back in 1218, Al-Kamil became the Sultan of the Ayyubid dynasty. You history buffs will remember that the Ayyubid dynasty was the founding dynasty of the medieval Sultanate of Egypt, which was established by Saladin in 1171. Al-Kamil was the fourth Ayyubid Sultan of Egypt. During his tenure as Sultan, the Ayyubids defeated the Fifth Crusade. He was known to the Frankish Crusaders as Meladin. But then came the Sixth Crusade, which he lost and was forced to cede West Jerusalem to the Christians. Over in merry old England in 1535, Henry VIII was excommunicated from the Roman Catholic Church by Pope Clement VII on this day. Henry was the King of England from 1509 until he died in 1547 and is best known for his six marriages. His efforts to have his first marriage to Catherine of Aragon annulled did not please the Pope, and so Henry launched the English Reformation, separating the Church of England from papal authority. Pope Clement was even less amused at losing his authority over the crown and excommunicated Henry. And so the Anglican Communion was born. There are many similarities between the Anglicans and the Romans, but in the Anglican Church, the priests may marry, women may become priests, and bishops. Imagine women and men with equal souls. And very importantly, at the founding of the Church of England, which became the Anglican Communion, the Christians' holy books were allowed to be translated into the language of the people, whatever that language may be. A crime under Rome, meriting a nice little burning at the stake. There's a radio birthday today. On this day in 1936, Radio Prague went on the air. Radio Prague is now the international broadcasting station of the Czech Republic. They broadcast in six languages: English, German, French, Spanish, Czech, and Russian. Happy birthday to our radio brothers and sisters.
You guys know what to listen on the Radio France International.
The Sound Kitchen.
Erwan Rome is off planting flowers in the country, but our colleague Vincent Porra, whom you just heard, is here with us to mix the show. Co-chef Paul Myers, also known as Baby Brother, is right here next to me. Say hello, Baby Brother.
Hello, Big Sister.
The Paralympics. What you looking forward to the most?
Well, everything. That's my standard answer. I'm looking forward to everything, as always. But in para badminton, para taekwondo, everything that I saw during the Olympics, I'm interested to see in the Paralympics contest. But there are things like boccia, which is a bit like pétanque, where you have to throw a ball.
Right, and it's just kind of the Italian word for it, isn't it?
It seems to be kind of baby bowling. Yeah, and so I'm looking forward to seeing that, and then blind football, where everyone has to be silent so that the players can hear the bells in the ball and things like
of
that.
Course.
So those kinds of experiences I'm looking forward to seeing. So it's going to be good.
Without further ado, let's get started. Still to come, the quiz, your answers to the bonus question on the Listener's Corner with Paul, and a tasty musical dessert for you to end today's meal. So don't touch that dial.
Are you ready? I do hope so.
And so do I, cuz it's time for the quiz. the 6th of July, I asked you yet another question about France's legislative snap elections called by President Emmanuel Macron after his centrist party was severely trounced by the far-right National Rally Party in the European legislative elections. The first round of voting was on the 30th of June. Voter turnout was quite high. You were to consult RFI English journalist Jessica Phelan's article, The Three-Way Factor That Makes France's Election Results So Unusual, and send in the answers to these two questions. What was voter turnout on Sunday, the 30th of June, and in which year was it last that high? Paul, what's the answer?
As Jessica wrote in her article, the last three parliamentary elections have seen turnout of roughly 48% in 2022, 49% in 2017, and 57% in 2012 in the first round, which effectively meant parties had to win a higher share of ballots cast to get across the threshold. On the 30th of June, turnout reached almost 67%, its highest since 1997. In addition to the quiz question, there was the bonus question. Given unlimited resources, what scientific or medical problem would you investigate and why? You'll hear the answers later in the Listener's Corner, so please stay with us.
The winners of this week's quiz are RFI Listener's Club member Lata Akhtar Jahan from Bogura, Bangladesh. Lata is also the winner of this week's bonus question. She wrote, I would investigate breast cancer. I am a young married lady, and I have been suffering from the disease for 6 months. I have had chemotherapy, an operation, and also radiation therapy. I have often been in the hospital, and there are more patients with breast cancer than with any other disease. I think there are many causes. We eat too many impure foods and are not taught about what a healthy lifestyle is. Girls are married too young and have no instruction on how to care for themselves before and after the marriage, and we have children too young. My suggestion to all parents, please wait until your children are fully adults before you consider their marriages. I just heard from Lata. Her treatment was successful. I know all of you will join me in keeping Lata in your thoughts, and please keep in touch, Lata. Also on the list of lucky winners this week are Razfrance Mankongogo, the president of the Kemojema RFI Club in Tarabimara, Tanzania. Hello, Raz. And Nirupa Bain, who's a member of the RFI Pariwar Bantu Shortwave Club in Chhattisgarh, India. Last but not least, two RFI Listeners Club members, Sakawat Hossein from Sylhet, Bangladesh, and long lost Solomon Fesahazian from Asmara in Eritrea. Hello, Solomon. So glad to see your name again. Congratulations to this week's winners, and thanks to each and every one of you who wrote in. As Paul and I noted at the top of the show, the Olympic Games are not over. The Paris 2024 Paralympic Games open this week with a parade from the Champs-Élysées to Place de la Concorde and a show put on by the Games' artistic director, Thomas Joly. You know, that genius who designed the opening ceremony on the Seine, that one. But you know all about it because you read our article, Paralympic Torch Arrives in France Ahead of Opening Ceremony. Correct? Well, reread it and send in the answer to this question. How many athletes will compete in how many events? Again, reread our article, Paralympic Torch Arrives in France Ahead of Opening Ceremony, and answer me this. How many disabled athletes are competing in the Paris 2024 Paralympics Games and in how many events? You'll find Jessica's article on the Sound Kitchen page on our website, rfienglish.com, as well as on the Sound Kitchen and the RFI English Listeners Forum Facebook pages. Paul, what's this week's bonus question?
It was suggested by that ever faithful RFI Listeners Club member and very active Sound Kitchen participant, Jayanda Chakrabarti from New Delhi in India. And it is, with whom do you feel the happiest and why?
What a loaded question. Who are you
too
happy?
Loaded,
I know.
Too loaded.
I know. Okay, aside from us, who are you happiest with, baby
Well,
brother?
Downscale. friends and family. It's got to be that simple. Old friends, family. Yep, it's that simple. And you?
My squad. My posse. My gang old girls.
Oh, dear.
Yes, of course, I am happy with my husband and in my marriage. He's really great, that husband of mine. But you can't do girl talk with a man. And I love those talks full of womanly complicity. What about you? With whom do you feel the happiest and why? Remember, we're always happy to hear your ideas for bonus questions, so please send them in. And thanks again, Jayanta, for the suggestion. You have until the 23rd of September to get your answers to the quiz and the bonus question in. Be sure to tune in on the 28th of September to hear if your answer wins a prize. As always, be sure you include your postal address with your postal code. And don't forget to let me know if you are a Miss, a Ms., a Mrs., or a Mr. I don't want to get it wrong.
Send your quiz answers to english.service@rfi.fr. That's english.service@rfi.fr. You can also text your answer to the Sound Kitchen mobile phone. Dial +336 31 12 9682. That's +336 31 12 9682. Always include your postal mailing address and, if you have one, your RFI Club membership number.
It's EPUB time! The EPUB video competition is ready for your videos. The EPUB video competition is sponsored by the RFI Department Planet Radio, the department whose mission is to give a voice to the voiceless. EPUB focuses on environment and how climate change has affected ordinary people. You are to create a 3-minute video about climate change, the environment, pollution, told by the people it affects. So put on your thinking caps and start filming. You do not need expensive video equipment to enter the competition. Your phone is fine. And you do not need to be a member of the RFI clubs to enter. Everyone is welcome. And by the way, the prizes are incredibly generous. Go to the EPUB page, epub.network/en, to read about the past competitions, watch past videos, and read the regulations for your entry. You can also write to us at the Sound Kitchen at rfi.fr2, and we'll forward your email to Planet Radio. Again, the EPUB information page is at epub.network/en. That's epub.network/en. The competition closes on the 12th of September, but as the old adage goes, time flies, so get to work now. We expect to be bombarded with zillions of entries from the English speakers.
And now, more from and about you. It's time for the Listener's Corner. Take it away, baby brother.
The question you answered this week was, given unlimited resources, what scientific or medical problem would you investigate and why? Father Stephen Warra would work on cancer. As he wrote, I would like to find a treatment cure by oral drug medication, which would change the medical protocol from surgery as the ordinary means of treatment. Navid Ryan agrees with you, Father Steve. He wrote, I would like to research cancer because there are so many different forms of it and there aren't treatments for all types. It seems that doctors finally find a successful cure for something after it is gone. But if I had the resources, I would do my best to find a universal cure for every kind of cancer that has been found and a way to stop cancer before it gets too serious. Nazir Mohammed would work on diabetes, which he noted is one of the killer diseases in his country, Nigeria. Radhakrishna Pillai wrote, If I could cure any disease, I would cure autism, because seeing children with autism creates pain in my heart. Hari Madhugula would also investigate autism, which he called the need of the hour, as it is estimated that about 1 in 100 children is autistic. John Yemi Sande Ture wrote this. The diseases I would like to study are those caused by cockroaches. At school, when we studied the classification of living organisms, the biology teacher explained that cockroaches, as scavengers, pick up bacterial organisms on their legs and can deposit this bacterium onto uncovered food. He gave us one to look at, and we passed it from one person to the next. When it reached the teacher, there was no longer a head. Teacher was obviously unhappy and we were punished. That is why I would like to know more about the cockroach, as it reminds me of my past.
John Yemi, you can come to Texas to study cockroaches. We have all that you need and more. Do you know why cowboy boots are pointed? So they can easily squash the cockroaches hiding in the corners.
Okay. Jayanta Chakrabarty wrote, I have always been fascinated by the mystery of outer space and God's awesome creation of its vastness. Given unlimited resources, I would spend them in exploration for life in the universe. I would try to solve the unresolved mysteries. Whether there are people on other heavenly bodies, are they primitive or more advanced than us on Earth? These findings, if detected, will help the scientific community in a great way. Debashish Gope would also like to explore space. He wrote, A black hole is a problem that has no cure. There's no end to it, no matter how many mysteries we advance through. Malik Muhammad Nawaz Kokar would dedicate his time and unlimited resources to a very important issue. He wrote, I would conduct research for improving agriculture despite climate change.
Dipita Chakrabarty wrote, As a woman, I shudder to think of the practice of female genital mutilation. The pain and shame of young women and girls are unimaginable. This medieval and barbaric ritual is still prevalent in some countries in Africa, Asia, and the Middle East. If I had unlimited resources, I would donate them to the NGOs and other organizations that are working to eradicate this unhealthy issue. The money would be spent on social upliftment, awareness, and education to stop this practice, which also greatly increases the risk of health complications. Amen, Dipita.
Let's end with Helmut Matt, who wrote, War is constantly being waged somewhere in the world. We should investigate why this is the case and what could motivate people to destroy all the weapons in the world and make peace for all eternity. And there you have it. Remember, everyone, this week's bonus question, suggested by Jayanta Chakrabarty, is, with whom do you feel the happiest and why? Thanks again, Jayanta, for the question. Well, do you have a bonus question idea? If so, send it to us at the Sound Kitchen, all one word, no spaces, at rfi.fr.
That's it for today's Listener's Corner. Thanks, everyone, for participating, and a special thanks to Paul Myers for hanging out in the kitchen with us.
A pleasure, as always, Susan.
Hello. This is Mugira Machuki from Kisii, Kenya, and you are listening to The Sound Kitchen with Susan Owen. Yes, it did.
Okay, my friends, it's time to clear the table and wash the dishes. Thanks for joining us in the Sound Kitchen, and keep those cards, letters, emails, and text messages coming. Many thanks to our colleague Vincent Pora for mixing the show, and thanks to you for listening. Be sure and tune in next Saturday, the 7th of September, for the answer to the question about the standing committees in France's National Assembly. The Sound Kitchen podcast is ready for you every Saturday on the RFI English website, rfienglish.com, or wherever you get your podcasts. Since Erwan is on vacation, it's music from Susan today, and I want you to hear a beautiful French love song, Un jour tu verras, One Day You'll See. It was composed by Georges Varin Paris and Marcel Mouloudji in 1954, and the velvet tones of singer Mouloudji made it an instant success. I think you'll hear why. I'm Susan Owensby. Be well, do good work, be kind, and stay in touch. And remember, do not confuse human beings, our brothers and sisters, with their governments. Stay safe, my friends. Talk to you all next week.
Un jour tu verras, on se rencontrera quelque part, n'importe où, guidés par le hasard. Nous nous regarderons et nous nous sourirons, et la main dans la main, par les rues nous irons. Le temps passe si vite, le soir cachera bien nos cœurs, ces deux voleurs qui gardent leur bonheur. Puis nous arriverons sur une place grise où les pavés seront doux à nos âmes grises. Il y aura un bal très pauvre et très banal, sous un ciel plein de brume et de mélancolie. Un aveugle jouera l'orgue de barbarie. Cette ère pour nous sera le plus beau, le plus joli. Puis je t'inviterai, ta taille je prendrai. Nous danserons tranquille loin des gens de la ville. Nous danserons l'amour, les yeux au fond des yeux, vers une fin du monde, vers une nuit profonde. Un jour tu verras, l'on se rencontrera quelque part, n'importe où, guidés par le hasard. Nous nous regarderons et nous nous sourirons, et la main dans la main, par les rues nous irons.